Welcome to Michigan Sunrise High. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Shoreline Players to talk about another murder mystery fundraiser coming up is Sue Miller. How are you today, Sue?
I'm great. The sun is shining. How can you go wrong?
You're right. Beautiful day today. And you know what? It gets us in the mood to get out to, you know, the cabin fever is set in. And what better way than come and be a part of a murder mystery dinner?
Oh, absolutely. And boy, I got to tell you, Kevin, the first one was fabulous.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Available.
That's terrific. Well, you know, like I said, cabin fever hits. People want to go out and they want to have some fun. And these are a great way to do so. And your first one is the case of the Baklava bloodshed. Now, the next one coming up takes us in a little different direction, doesn't it?
It does. It does. The next show is called Now Showing Death. And as I said, we were a sellout that first night, so we've now moved to the bigger dining room at the Camp Inn because we want to make sure everybody who can come can get out to the show. So, and we are doing Now Showing Death. And you're right, we've gone in a whole other direction now with this storyline. All these shows, as we talked about before, matter of fact, he was with me before, are written by some local Oscoda residents and members of our theater, J.D. and Chris Hawk.
Sure.
And so, you know, if you went to the first one, you had a great time, have no fear, you'll have a great time again, but the story's going to be a little different this time. Now Showing Death focuses on a big Hollywood rap party, and by rap, I don't mean rap in a towel, I don't mean a sandwich wrap, which some people have asked me, but when a movie finishes, they finish filming, they have what's called a rap party, because they've wrapped it all up, it's all done.
Okay.
As far as the actors and most of the crew, you know, now it's maybe got to go to editing and that kind of thing, but the majority of the crew is now done when you finish filming the movie, and so they have what's called a wrap party to celebrate that, and this is the wrap party of the big blockbuster Goodnight, My Sweet Prince, and the whole cast and crew is going to be gathering at the Camp Inn Lodge to celebrate the all their hard work. So,
And from there, well, it's a murder mystery, so somebody's going to buy one.
That's true. Someone will not have a great night, but I guarantee anybody who buys a ticket will.
That's right. And the cool thing is that the people there get to participate and be a part of whodunit, right?
That's right. It is an interactive murder mystery dinner theater. It's a long title. We're going to have to come up with something shorter.
Yeah.
But by interactive, we don't mean you have to jump up on a stage. You don't have to recite lines. You don't have to sing a song or anything like that. What it is it's kind of like being a live game of Clue.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
You're enjoying a great meal there at the Camp Inn, and you get to, you know, you'll meet all the folks that starred in this movie and all the folks that worked on this movie, the cast, the crew, the whole nine yards, which, by the way, just to add an extra little twist, Goodnight, My Sweet Prince is actually an independent film that was shot in Oscoda.
Really?
So some of the folks you meet really did work on this movie when it was put together.
I love that. A nice historical flavor to this.
Yeah, so you're going to, you know, some of these folks were the actual people who were the actors in the movie.
Wow.
There's going to be a trailer and, you know, some other surprises from the actual movie and some more information about another big event coming up with that movie. So it's just kind of all kind of a really neat thing. And then as you're meeting people, as they're walking around the room, as they're talking and introducing themselves to you, you want to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
You want to catch their names. You want to eavesdropping. Eavesdropping is welcome at one of these events because you never know what you might hear from the table next door when someone's visiting with them.
Right.
Because the interactive part comes in when you get to try and solve the murder.
Right.
When the murder occurs, you want to be on high alert because then you're going to pay attention and try and figure out who did it, why they did it, you know, And how they did it in a way, too. Because you'll kind of have a general idea of how the poor soul dies.
Yeah. And all that,
rest in peace.
And all that time, you're also enjoying a great dinner. Now, it's always themed towards what you're doing. So now I'm going to assume it's got it's some kind of Hollywood thing, right?
Well, I have to tell you, it's still a little bit under wraps for me on that.
Ah,
but I know
okay.
that Debbie and Jean have been working on this fabulous, if I can throw some names around, Wolfgang Puck. Themed kind of menu.
Okay.
And you get not only do you get a fabulous meal, you get your non-alcoholic beverage along with that meal, and you get your dessert at $25 per person, gets you that whole wonderful evening.
That's right. And you can get tickets right now, right?
You can. Tickets are already on sale. Actually, we put them on sale the night of the last production, and they are on sale. at the Camp Inn Lodge, as well as Ascota, in Ascota downtown at Gilbert's Drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
And there are tickets available still. I did check in at both locations before I gave you a ring today. And they are still available. But, I mean, honest to goodness, we were sold out around lunchtime on the Saturday of the last performance. So don't wait too long to get your ticket.
That's why I wanted to get you on early so that people had a chance to get out and get those tickets and not wait till the last second. Now, they can get them at the door, but don't be so sure that there will be any left by the time of the show on Saturday night.
That is true.
Yeah.
Ticket price right at the door at dinner time would be $30
right.
if there's tickets left.
That's right. So best thing to do is to get your tickets now to see Now Showing Death. That's Saturday, March 21st. Doors open at 5:30, and then dinner is served at 6:30, and it's just a fun night. Now, if they want more information, Sue, how do they get more information on this?
They can go to our website, www.shorelineplayers.org. They can give us a call at 989-739-3586. They can also stop in at the Camp Inn Lodge and pick up their tickets, or they can give the folks at the Camp Inn Lodge a jingle, and I don't want to get their phone number wrong. Every time I think I have it memorized, boy, I'm not so good. But you can also check out Facebook, the Shoreline Players Facebook page, as well as the Facebook page for Camp Inn Lodge, if you're one of those Facebook savvy folks, which I see a lot of people have been lately, or give a jingle to the Camp Inn Lodge at 739-2021.
That's the one, 739-2021. And that's coming up on Saturday, March 21st, as the Shoreline Players are putting on that as a fundraiser. And we appreciate, Sue Miller, you joining us today to tell us more about that. And we'll get you back on again because there is one more murder mystery still to come. And I'm not going to spill any beans on that one. We'll talk to you when we get closer to that one.
Sounds good, sir. Thank you.